You're listening to the Prescott Night Out Entertainment Podcast featuring San Martin Rodriguez, brought to you by Arizona Pod News and eNewsAZ.com.
Hey, how you doing? This is a special report over here at the Prescott eNews office. I'm sitting with my new co-host, Joby Swan Kenobi, also known as Joab.
Yeah, that's
it. And we're in here with the manager, chief, head football player, the most biggest one on the team, Calvin Youngblood. How you doing, Calvin?
I'm great. I'm pretty good.
Man. Yeah? Seem pretty mellow, man. We kind of had a pregame podcast earlier, and it was kind of fun. It was actually really fun. But we're all warmed up, so you're gonna have to warm up to our antics. You're gonna have to warm up. So tell us about what's going on since the last time you were here.
The last time we was here, we've had our ups and downs. The team is strong. It's actually stronger now than it was before because we had a lot of players dealing with injuries. Actually, like 8 or 9 of our players was dealing with existing injuries, knee injuries, work-related stuff. So now I think that this next game that we're going to be as strong as we ever been.
Injuries, I thought football was really safe.
I mean, the thing about that is they all got hurt at not playing football.
That's
the thing. They all got hurt not playing football. Like, well, one of the guys got water in his knee. Like, how?
Like, there's not even like a swimming pool around here.
You're funny. If he stays out in the sun long enough, he'll dry it out. Don't let him be deceived by all that. So with all these injuries,
that
I mean,
was fun.
with all these injuries, there's some water for you. With all these injuries, how are you guys surviving?
It's tough. Like, it's real tough. We've been having, of course, y'all know we've been snowed in. We've been out there trying to practice in the snow, which is hard.
Oh, black guys.
Because, you're freezing. You can only do like 20, 30 minutes at max before you things start to shut down.
So really hard to play football in a jacket.
Yeah, it is. Most of us out there in hoodies and stuff. So we've been having a lot of problems with the weather, a lot of problems with the guys with injuries. So we have guys that have injuries, which we was at like 8 or 9, and then we had guys that afraid of the snow and not wanting to come out and practice. But now I think that we're pretty strong. Everybody is on the same page. Our quarterback is healthy, and he's throwing a lot better than he was before with his knee injuries. Our running back is actually back.
Running.
Yeah, we got a lot of guys that's our running back is the MVP for the last few seasons.
Nice.
In multiple leagues, but he's actually back. He was dealing with work-related issues where he had to work to take care of his family. But now he was able to get that time off, and now he's able to come, and it's going to be a totally different game now.
What are your standings, if you don't mind sharing?
As far as what?
Like, where are you at in the league? Like,
right now, we probably ranked second or third to the bottom. We are ranked very low.
I shouldn't have brought that up.
How many teams are there?
I think it's around about 10.
Yeah.
I think it's 10 teams in this league.
Yeah.
So what is the league? I'm not really familiar with.
Yeah, Joe wasn't here for the first one. We can fill you in right now.
Yeah, yeah.
It's the AZDFL. It's a football league. That's the one that we chose to go with this season. We will probably most likely play in the fall as well.
Okay.
Because there's a lot of guys that still want to get film and they want to get film and be able to go on to another level, a more professional level.
And this is all just Arizona?
This is all just Arizona.
Okay.
Yeah, Arizona bound. Living up in the high country, it's you're going to have to deal with a lot of the elements. Have you thought about maybe utilizing some of the open gyms that are around here?
No, I haven't reached out to any other gyms. I've been way extremely too busy.
Planet Fitness is pretty cheap. I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Well, enough to go ahead and run plays, man. This guy, he was like, okay, three man front.
I haven't even thought about that. That's a very, very good idea. Maybe we can probably talk to the YMCA, the Armory.
Prescott Army probably be the best.
Yeah, Armory, and see what we can come up with in there. That'll be a good idea.
Mile High Elementary has a really nice field.
Yeah. Well, no, to stay out of the elements, they're going to need an inside gym.
Oh, gotcha.
That's what we used to do back in the days when it got rained out outside. We'd just go into the basketball gym instead of wearing the cleats or our tennis shoes, just to go ahead and make sure that we don't ruin the floors, you know, because you know, those nice finished basketball floors, they cost a much. So let's talk about, where is your next game going to be?
Our next game was going to be here.
But
we have problems with snow, and I cannot afford another injury. So our games most likely will be down in Phoenix. This next game, our next home game, I think is on March 29th.
Where it's warmer. Is that a whole month away?
That's like about a month and a half.
Yeah, because what day is it? 19th? 20th?
20th.
Yeah.
20th.
I think it's the 23rd or something in that area. I'm not really sure.
Yeah, the 23rd is this Saturday. I know that because I have a show. But yeah, the following weekend will be in March.
Yeah.
March 2nd, I think.
Yeah, March 2nd. I think March 1st is Thursday, and then March 2nd is Friday.
Yeah, we got to figure out some things out there. But, you know, in most cases, the football league that you're into is bringing people together, and it's also giving other people that haven't had a chance because they didn't make it out of high school or didn't make it into a college, or, you know, they've had, you know, certain scenarios such as injuries or even family things. So it's good to see people going out there and making it happen. How many people are on your team?
Right now, in the chat we have around about 30 guys.
Nice.
in our chat. There's still more guys coming. That was actually a few guys from the last game decided to come over because they know who we are.
Yeah.
Like, they know the guys that's on the team. He's just unable to play or had work or injured. When we first started the power ranking, we was at number 5. Mm-hmm. We was number 5 power ranking without playing a single game. Period.
Wow.
A brand new team, never played a game. And
that was because
5.
Of who was on the team.
That's just because of who's on the team. But now we form like Voltron now.
What is your position, by the way?
Defensive end.
Okay.
And last week, I think I played pretty good. I had 6 sacks, 4 tackles for a loss.
Yeah. Two
tackles for a loss.
Like, pretty built. Like, good guy. I'm like,
who are we comparing him to?
Me. You know, like, I'm like,
all right, we'll compare me.
Strong in my own sense, but like,
you're pretty,
you know,
big compared to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
You're huge. But no, like, I mean, so like, I don't like playing a defensive line. Like, that's, you know, I can see that happening. you're like an enforcer if it was hockey. Like, you know, like.
If it was hockey, you'd be that guy.
Yeah, you'd be like the mule, like, just, you know, punching people in the face.
If you were wrestling, you'd be that guy.
Yeah. If you were playing basketball, you'd be that guy.
We'll put you in anything.
Yeah.
So, so what is it that we need to go ahead and get out to our community of people, come out and to support you and also the team?
They can just, if they can't get out to some of the games, they can just tune in. We are going to have live streaming games, so they can just tune in and still be able to watch the games.
Where would they be able to do that?
The Granite Mountain Silverback page on Facebook.
Oh, awesome.
The Granite Mountain Silverbacks.
Yes. It would be facebook.com/ Granite Mountain Silverbacks.
Yeah.
Can you buy merch on there as well?
There's no merch to buy.
I want a jersey, like, super hard.
We can get you a jersey.
We could possibly make that happen.
We could possibly make that happen for sure.
You know, the best thing about having this community sport out there is, once again, it gets people off the streets and gets people into a game where, you know, camaraderie and friendships are reoccurring and occurring. So that is the cool thing about this. I need to get out there. I wasn't able to go out to the last games because I had prior engagements, which, you know.
It's a good thing you ain't show up because it was like 22 degrees.
Yeah.
I didn't want to be there. Nobody that was there wanted to be there. It was freezing.
Yeah, yeah.
I couldn't feel my fingers trying to hit the ball, and I'm thinking, like, God. If I don't hit this ball, it's gonna hurt. Yeah. It's gonna hurt my finger.
Oh, yeah.
Where was this played at?
This was at Granite Mountain Middle School.
Oh, okay. Okay. Is it the Mile High one?
No.
Oh, Granite Mountain. Okay.
Granite Mountain.
Granite Mountain is up there by.
Granite Mountain?
No. yes, sir. But it's over off of Williamson Valley Road and. Iron Springs.
Oh, okay. I know exactly.
So right next to not Taylor Hicks, but Abaya Judd.
Okay.
Gotcha. Yeah. So up there in that neighborhood, which is a pretty nice little neighborhood for some games, you know. So yeah. I'm hoping to see some really clear skies coming soon, so we could have some fun times.
I'm ready for some clear skies. I'm ready to get the Prescottonians some football and because football is done now. Yep. And people still love football. And if you notice it or not, once football season ends, the whole world seemed to slow down a little bit.
Yeah. Like, yeah.
It actually seems to slow down.
Yeah, so. They're just waiting for another Patriot win.
You know, not to go back on what you're saying, but I just realized that they started a D-League for the NFL called the AFL or something to that effect. Did you by chance see that?
I have heard of something.
Yeah, they're actually playing on the same days. I think Sundays now, and it's sincerely the D-League of NFL is basically everybody that wasn't drafted or anybody that was actually picked and somebody that actually had an injury that they just said, whatever, is giving them another opportunity to play the game. So it may be something that you could look into, but there is football for all you football fans. And you know what? We're going to go ahead and try to get that live on our news feed. So if you guys want to see that happening, you're going to be able to see it here at Prescott E! News, Prescott Night Out, Granite Mountain Silverbacks. Make sure you go ahead and check them out. Acknowledge who they are. And you know what? Reach out to Calvin. Calvin Youngblood, you'll be able to find him on Facebook. Say hello. If you want to do something about sponsoring, he's also open to that too. He's looking for a place where he could go ahead and bring the whole team. So if you guys got a sports bar that you guys need, you know, some people to come by and hang out, he's looking for those spots as well. So we're going to go ahead and round this thing up so we can go ahead and move on to the next thing today, which is I think we're going to drink the rest of that whiskey bottle.
And kidding. If you didn't see us earlier, we were drinking whiskey.
And it was tasty, guys.
It was really good.
Seriously, I'm like, who makes this type of great whiskey?
I mean, I think the Silverbacks could play in the cold drinking fire oil.
Yeah,
there you go. Or oil fire oil.
I had a little taste. It was pretty good.
And you're warm now, right?
I had to take my jacket off.
Yeah, yeah. I think we actually found you maybe a sponsor for this for the Granite Mountain Silverbacks. Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, that'd be a nice little collaboration.
And it's actually good. Like, it's good. I don't drink anymore.
Yeah, you don't drink. it's a good thing that you tasted it because that was the owner's son, and he's trying to play it off as a salesman, which is totally awesome. But at the same time, you know, it's good to have people like that on our side. Yeah. Anyways, guys, if you guys are gonna go ahead and see this one more time, you go ahead and follow us. Follow everything that we are going into. You can watch all the videos on Prescott E! News. Make sure you go to prescottenews.com and get on that newsletter.
And for the record, we are not sponsored by them. It's just good. I'm just vouching for it. It's just good.
And don't forget to give the Silverbacks a like on Facebook as well.
Yeah, forget that.
Support local everything.
Yeah, like local Joby One Swan Kenobi. Joby Swan. He changed his name this morning. I'm trying to get it all marinated in the head. But you guys heard it here first over here at the Prescott E! News office. I'm with my new co-host, Joe.
You could say Joe Abbott.
Oh, my gosh, like, guys.
Just say Joe Abbott.
He's going to have a new name every weekend.
Yeah. And we're here. Susan. My name is Susan now.
He's a man with different faces or different thoughts. So, yeah, this is Calvin Youngblood. He's a manager, head chief, president, owner, linebacker, running back. He's the man of everything.
Water boy.
He's the water boy, man.
I actually do have to bring people water.
So. Yeah. So, you know, if you guys got any need or whatsoever to go ahead and support this, you know, message us and we'll get you to the right people. I appreciate you guys. Thank you for coming in on such an early morning. And, yeah, thank you guys.
Thank you.